Unusual is a good way to characterize the songs of the birds in our next group. In fact, the sounds made by the following three species are so dissimilar to typical avian vocalization, many people are surprised to learn they are bird song. Our first bird in the unusual category is the ruffed grouse. While the grouse uses his syrinx to produce several call notes, his primary song is produced by rapidly flapping his wings. The air compressed between his wings and body creates a deep drumming sound. Here it is. Male ruff grouse often have a favored drumming log or perch in their territory from which this display is given, complete with fan tail and raised ruff. Notice how the drumming accelerates through the performance. Our second unusual songster is the American woodcock. We met him in the group of birds with simple songs because of his opening, peent, peent. Once the woodcock takes to the air, however, his song is anything but simple. Listen to the initial peenting phrases, followed by a remarkable series of airborne chips and chirps. At least some of these twittering whistles are created by wing feathers during his spiraling flight display. Here's the American woodcock one more time. Our last unusual songster, the American bittern, is perhaps the most remarkable. His vocalization is created as he gulps and expels quantities of air. Here's the American bittern. This unique sound can be represented as wonk-a-chunk, wonk-a-chunk. The entire song sounds somewhat like an old-fashioned pump. Also note the percussive quality to the second syllable, which has been likened to the sound of driving a stake into the ground. Sometimes in the field, one part of the song is more audible than the other. No doubt this helps to explain the bittern's rich variety of folk names, including such colorful titles as Thunder Pumper, Belcher Squelcher, Boomer, and Stake Driver. Listen again to the marvelous song of the American bittern.